you know, in that game, we still had, you know, 16 attempts on goal. But it was bizarre. I did think it was bizarre because the areas where we did get into the pitch, we've usually been quite effective. But for whatever reason, we wasn't quite effective. But, you know, take nothing away. When the opportunities fell to Derby, they took theirs and we never. But I knew that we was in the ascendancy in the game. But as I said, you know, we move on from it because we've got another one tomorrow, really. So, you know, I want more of the same from the players. I want them to carry on. I want them to still be in that creative manner that they have been, because certainly if we continue to get into those positions and that, I'm sure we'll score more goals than we miss, you know. So that's my view, the analysis, looking back at the game. I did feel it at the time. I did say, you know, without me looking into it, it was quite a bizarre game. Because we didn't play as bad as probably what the scoreline reflected, but that's the championship for you. You know, it's a league that I told you already. You can split hairs with the teams at the top and at the bottom, and you'll see results all season in this league that will raise eyebrows.
But the message from you is that front foot football is still the way to go at this club. Yes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it served well, and as I said, you know, that's the way, you know, I've felt going into this season, and that's the way we've had the positive results that we've had, and that's why I think we've had the start what we've had to the season, and it's only been the start. But you know, in that start and in the team, the performances, Rob, there's lots of areas to keep developing, and that's why it's such an appetising job, because there's so much work to be done, and you get stuck into it day by day to keep trying to improve things.
But there's more scrutiny now, isn't there, because you've lost two games back to back for the first time, do you think?
I don't know, Rob, you'll tell me that. I mean, but for me, I'll just continue. I said to you before, you will never see me get high on the highs, and you won't see me get low on the lows. What I will continue to just do is just continue doing what I feel is best for the football club, and keep working, and that's it, you know. And that's the way it will be.
And Blackburn come here under Tony Mowbray, obviously a man that supporters of this club know very well for the job that he did winning this division, what, 11 seasons ago now?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, Tony's wonderful man. He's a real, real top head coach, and we know he's what he did here at West Brom, and, you know, he did a marvellous job here at West Brom, and we look forward to seeing him tomorrow, you know. So, but you know, Tony's done, he's a top coach, and he's done a marvellous job for Blackburn.
And somebody like yourself that likes to play on the front foot and take it to the opposition often, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, it's each to their own. Every head coach has probably got his views and got his own. And that's the views I feel here at West Brom. That's where we've started with the season. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. And you can only approach it because it's the next game. And as you know with me, I never look no further than the next game, and it literally is that with me, and it'll always be that. And the next opponents we've got here are Blackburn, and we look forward to the game tomorrow.
I just wanted to talk to you about the fans a little bit, Darren, as well. And inside the Hawthorns the other night against Derby, almost the moment that something negative happened, that there was a reaction from the supporters. Did you think that?
I didn't really. What I did, which I thought was marvellous, was, you know, I looked up at the clock and it was about 85 minutes, and I could hear the Smethwick Road singing with the Albion, you know, right away ringing through. And it created the singing around the stadium. And I was really pleased to hear that. I really was delighted. And it come from the Smethwick Road and about 84, 85 minutes, right away at the end. And I'm thanking them for it, because what it did was it sent a wave around the stadium, and it was, and that for me said, you're talking fans, what are proud of their football club. For that to come in at 84th, 85 minute, when we heard the results like that, that was credit to them, really. So really pleased because some of the message we've put out there, the fans are doing their bit, they are getting behind the team, and that's what I wanted to say to them, credit to them all, and more of the same again tomorrow.
Bradley Dack obviously is the main playmaker for Blackburn. There was an interest, I think, in the summer, wasn't there? You're an admirer of him.
Rob, listen, it would be unfair for me to discuss any players. He's not our player, he doesn't belong to us, so I'll kindly move on.
Okay, but what about the qualities that he's got as far as Blackburn are concerned? He is a playmaker, isn't he?
Yes, he is a playmaker, and he's probably their talisman, really, in terms of the go-to player. And he's had a tremendous start to the season, so one that, if he's playing tomorrow, we'll have to watch.
You've got a few injuries. What's the latest on the personnel that you've got available for tomorrow?
Yeah, a few knocks. So we'll have a look at Dwight. I think Dwight looks more the doubtful one. We'll look at Kieran Gibbs, see what he's... Armin Agassi and obviously Gareth Barry will be the ones that we're looking at, and we'll see where they are. All three players are 50-50 at the moment. So I'd be advised by the medical team today and tomorrow to see if any or all are fit. And we'll take that with regards to the game tomorrow, and we'll look at that. It's all part and parcel of the demands of the league, as we know, and we'll see how each and every single one of them are.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Aaron, when it comes to attacking football on front foot and playing and passing out from the back, there are few better than Albion in the division, but are you concerned that teams will come and be like Derby, quick out the blocks, close you down quickly, show that energy? And it looked from outside as if that was a problem for you the other night.
Teams, what you got to remember now, Tom, is teams now we have this wonderful tool in the game called analysis, really, which teams will come and watch you and come watch your style of play, as well we do with other teams. It's all part and partial of the game. So the effectiveness that we've had in the game, teams will set up against us to try and combat that. Mm-hmm. It's no different from any sport that you're in, really. And I think what probably you found is the start that West Brom had to the season. There's probably a little bit of data and record in terms of what we're doing. It's up to us to find different ways and means of combating that and coming up against that, and that's the beauty of the game. When you're competing, trying to get results in this division, and it's no different. So, you know, teams will watch us as we will watch opposition, and as I said, you know, it's up to us in terms of how we manage ourselves to get around those.
Are we being unfair then to suggest the other night, though, Albion looked as if they couldn't match them in that terms of that quick energy and tempo to the game? Is that unfair? Or?
Well, it is. I mean, well, what I'd say is that when you looked at the game the other night, I've had the beauty of looking back at the game and analysing the game and get the stats and the facts and the statistics out the game. And we started the game well. We started the game very, very well. And, you know, we did it on another occasion, and that we get goals. And it was a bizarre game. It was really a bizarre game. So in terms of that, it weren't that. I mean, you look at, I remember watching the game early in the season when Derby played against Leeds United, and they suffered the same defeat at the Ipro Stadium. So you got those results are in and around us in this division. And a large part of that presents because of the relentlessness of the league, the demands of the physicality of the league, the travelling, the playing three games a week, all those throws up these results. Whether you're looking at the recovery of the squad and all that, it really is, that's the division that we're in, and that's what makes it such an exciting one, because from week to week, there's always, for you guys, there's always things to write about and discuss right the way through, from if you're north of the border or south of the border in the Midlands, which we are. And that's what this league is in, and that's why, I'd be always consistent with my messages from day one, from when I took the role to now. This league's relentless, it's demanding, and there's a lot of bumps in the road in there. And what you try and do is try and find a consistency.